today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for September new music, 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 new music.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Niklas from Sweden calling in about September new music. I know I'm a bit late, but I hope you can incorporate this in the episodes anyway. That was me on the DC Metro on my way to Silver Spring just over a week ago to attend Suburbs Fest 2022. And boy, did I have a good time. Oh, that was fantastic. I was over for over a week, and I met so many wonderful people. I met Jim and Patrick, I met the wonderful Stephen Routledge and his dad, and I even made friends with Shadow. We were best friends for 3 days, but he's now back to being Patrick Foster's only true friend. So, I am calling to let you know that my favorite pick for September is a band, or he's really just a guy, called Mike Adams at his Honest Weights and his album Graphic Blandishment. These are 10 perfectly crafted pop power pop songs, and I cannot believe that he hasn't like a bigger audience. These songs, what a songwriter. This is absolutely magnificent. And the production, the singing, he's just amazing. This is up there for the album of the year, certainly. Check it out. For my second pick, I was very close to going with which I believe would be a favorite of Scott Parks, song by Juliana Riolino, but no, she's the is in the backing band of Danny Romano. Good song, but I think I'll go with Emily Scott Robinson's Built on Bones. She's an amazing artist. I saw her this summer at Stockholm Americana. It doesn't sound like the other stuff that she's done, but what a fantastic song that builds and builds and builds. And I think Stephen Routledge might like this one. I turned him on to Emily Scott Robinson this summer, and he loved her, and so do I. So that's me for the September new picks, music picks, sorry. Thank you everyone that I met in for Suburbs Fest, and all you did for me, took me around to see places. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you ever so much. I'm now back home, so all safe and all that. So see you next time, I hope. And I'll be sure to phone in about October new music picks on time. All right. Take care, everyone. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Everything here is built on bones, and men will do as they're foretold. Everything here is built on bones. Everything, everything, everything. Everything here is built on bones. Everything, everything, everything. Blood was spilt along this road.
Everything, everything, everything.
You cannot wash it white with snow.
Everything, everything, everything.
Everything here is built on bones. Everything, everything, everything. Everything here is built on bones. Everything, everything, everything. Visions you don't want to see.
Everything, everything, everything.
Hide your face from prophecy.
Everything, everything, everything.
A soldier not from woman born.
Everything, everything, everything.
Will come for you, you have been warned.
Everything, everything, everything. Everything here is built on bones. Everything, everything, everything. Bones. Oh, everything.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and everybody else out there in Rockin' the Suburbs land. It's Justin Steiner calling in with my first ever monthly new music picks. I know, I've always just kind of let others do it and figured, you know, I'm busy too with school usually. But there's a couple albums that I really wanted to talk about this time around. Before I do, real quick, just want to say Suburbs Fest Midwest was an absolute blast. So enjoyed meeting both of you and so many other members of the community and hanging out. It was great. It looked like Suburbs Fest DC was an amazing time, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there. So anyway, on to my September picks. It's been kind of a real power pop couple of months here. We already had a pick about the best. Last month, Niklas picked Tony Molina. The second grade album, Easy Listening, just came out too a week ago. Which is also good, and I'm just kind of getting into it. But I have two power pop albums that I want to highlight. The first is by Philadelphia band The Tisberries. They've gotten some airplay from Eric Dickerson and Keith Jacobson over on the Suburbs radio station. I've liked everything that they've done, and this album kind of really kicked it even into a higher gear for them. They have opening and closing tracks that kind of mirror each other. A lot of different styles, some more acoustic, some more driving. La Mancha is a kind of a lighter, liltier song than they've done before. But if you're going to play one, have to go with the earliest single that came out a few months ago, but is a highlight of the album, and it's called Garden. It's a perfect song for listening with the windows down while you're driving around.
Decomposing all your edges now. interpret all the signs. You began to descend down that tree with Napoleon behind. If the rain falls too hard, then you will know your plants are growing.
My second power pop pick is the new album from Mike Adams that is on its way, and it's called Graphic Blandishment. Like all really good power pop, the more you listen, the more you love the songs. Right now, there's about 8 of them that I'm in love with, and really the other 2 are just below. But if you're going to go with one here, I would play Cherry Corolla. That one's really kind of moved up the Graphic Blandishment charts for me here over the last couple of plays. So anyway, here we are. And it is me calling in with some actual monthly new music picks. All right, keep your ears open out there, everybody. Bye.
All right. That was amazing to hear from Justin Steiner. Thank you so much, Justin, for calling in for the first time ever, huh? Amazing. Amazing. How he finds time to call in, I don't know, but it's great. He's a very, very busy man, a great teacher, and a good person. And it was wonderful to meet him as well. In Suburbs Fest West, and of course, Niklas. What a joy the man is. It was fantastic to meet him, and love that Metro sound effect at the beginning. Doors on the right. So great. And it's also very cool when we get a duplicate pick, when two people sort of mind meld on an album. It happened with me and Highland Park Harry last month, and here it's happened with Justin and Niklas on this album. From Mike Adams at his Honest Weight Graphic Blandishment. So we're going to go out with Cherry Corolla here in just 1 minute, but I want to remind folks to start working on your October new music picks. You can record a voice file, email them to rock@suburbspod.com. You can call our suburban party line, as Justin did, 612-440-1984. And you can always follow us on the social medias. But, of course, for new music picks, we need to hear your voice. So make sure to send us in either of those ways your picks for October. Try to get those in as soon as you start thinking of them. But got a whole month of October ahead, and I'm sure a lot of new stuff is on the way. All right. We have one more day of new music tomorrow to wrap it all up. Some heavy hitters lined up at the end here to take you all home and finish up, and then we're going to have some really good stuff before we jump into all the recordings we made at Suburbs Fest in the end of September and beginning of October. Those will be coming up not too long from now. So thanks, everybody, for listening, whether you're listening every day or every now and then. On behalf of Jen Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. I want to thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Here is Cherry Corolla by Mike Adams at his Honest Weight.
Glenmont 24. Move to the center of the car. The next stop is Fort Todd.